ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भगवत्युत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 9 चैप्टर 4 एंड टेक्स्ट 22। ईजयस्वमेधे अधियज्ञमीश्वरम् महाबभूत्युपचितांग दक्षिणः तत्र्वशिष्ठ असित गौतमादिभिः धनवन् अविश्रोत तमसौ सरस्वतीम्। What for meaning? Ije, worshipped. Ashwamedhai, by performing the horse sacrifice yagyas. Adhiyagyam, to satisfy the master of all yagyas. Ishwaram, the supreme personality of Godhead. Mahabhibhutya, with great opulence. Upchit Ang Dakshinahi, with all prescribed paraphernalia and contribution of Dakshina to the Brahmanas. Tatai, executed. Vasisht Asit Gautam Adibhi, by such Brahmanas as Vasishtha, Asit and Gautam. Dhanvani, in the desert. Abhisrotam, inundated by the water of the river. Asau, Maharaj Ambarish. Saraswatim, on the bank of the Saraswati. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. In desert countries where there flowed the river Saraswati, Maharaj Ambarish performed great sacrifices like the Ashwamedh Yajna, and thus sacrificed, thus satisfied the master of all yajnas, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Such sacrifices were performed with great opulence and suitable paraphernalia with contribution of Dakshina to the Brahmanas, who were supervised by great personalities like Vasishtha, Asit and Gautam. Representing the king, the performer of the sacrifices. So please repeat the translation. In desert countries where there flowed the river Saraswati, Maharaj Ambarish performed great sacrifices like the Ashwamedh Yajna, and thus satisfied the master of all yajñas. The Supreme Personality of Godhead. Such sacrifices were performed with great opulence and suitable paraphernalia and with great contribution of dakshina to the brahmanas, who were supervised by great personalities like Vasishtha, Asit and Gautam, representing the king, the performer of the sacrifices. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. When one performs ritualistic sacrifices as prescribed in the Vedas, one needs expert brahmanas known as the yagyic brahmanas. In Kali Yuga, however, there is a scarcity of such brahmanas. Therefore, in Kali Yuga, the sacrifice recommended in Shastra is Sankirtan Yajna. Yajna Sankirtan Praya Yajanti Hi Sumedhisaha. Instead of spending money unnecessarily on performing yajnas, impossible to perform in this age of Kali, because of the scarcity of yagyic brahmanas, one who is intelligent performs Sankirtan Yajna. Without properly performed yajnas to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there will be scarcity of rain. Yajnat bhavati parijanyaha. Without properly performed yajnas, therefore the performance of yajna is essential. Without yajna, there will be scarcity of rain, and because of this scarcity, no food grains will be produced, and there will be famines. It is the duty of the king, therefore, to perform different types of yajnas, such as the Ashwamedha yajna, to maintain the production of food grains. Annad bhavati bhutani. Without food grains, both man and animals will starve. Therefore, yajna is necessary for the state to perform, because by yajna, the people in general will be fed sumptuously. The brahmanas and yagic priests should be sufficiently paid for their expert service. This payment is called dakshina. Amrish Maharaj, as the head of the state, performed all these yajnas through great personalities like Vasishtha, Gautam and Asit. Personally, however, he was engaged in devotional service, as mentioned before, Sabai Manaha Krishna Padaravindayo. The king or head of state must see that things go on well under proper guidance. He must be an ideal devotee and exemplified by Maharaj Ambarish. It is the duty of the king to see that food grains are produced even in desert countries, what to speak of elsewhere. Mama jnana timrandhasya jnananjan shalakaya chakshumetamena tasma shri guruve namaha shri chaitanya manobhishtam sthapitam en bhutale svayam rupa kadamayam dadati svapadantikam vandeham shri guru shri utpadkamlam shri gurun vaishnavansha shri rupam sagrajatam sahagranaghunathanvitam tam sajivam sadvaitam savadhutam parijan sahitam krishna chaitanya devam shri radha krishna padam sahagranalita shri vishakhanvitansha. He krishna karuna sindhu din bandhu jagatpati Gopesh Gopika Kanto Radha Kanto Namostute Tapta Kanchan Gaurangi राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विश्वभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभयश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाशादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। मुखम करोति वाचालम पंगुम लंघयति गिरिम यत्कृपातम हम वंदे श्री गुरुम दीन तारणे परमानंद माथम श्री चैतन्येश्वर। So the question may be raised that why to perform sacrifices? In the Bhagavad Gita, 18th chapter, Krishna makes it compulsory to perform sacrifices. He says, Yajna dan tapah karma na tyajyam karameva tat. Yajna danam tapas chaiva pavanani manishyanam. So yajna dan tapa, three things, they must be performed at any cost. No matter whether you are a neophyte, no matter which status you have in the varnasram system or which spiritual status you have, these sacrifices are compulsory for everyone. So Krishna is saying these three things are compulsory. Yajna, sacrifice. First one is sacrifice, yajna. Then tapa, austerity, penance. That's also important. And then yajna dan tapa karo natyajyam karma eva tat. So Krishna is saying that these things are dan, charity. Charity is also compulsory. So these three things are, Krishna says, karam eva tat. They are necessary. They must be performed. Here we see the description of a king who is the emperor of the universe, a king who is a pure devotee beyond any doubt. He is a pure devotee. In fact, he is an exemplary devotee, Maharaj Ambarish. So much so, such was the influence of Maharaj Ambarish's devotion, that just by hearing about Maharaj Ambarish's devotion, another king, another emperor, King Yayati, became detached. You know this story from Srimad Bhagavatam, that Maharaj Yayati, although a great king, great emperor, but he wasn't satisfied in material life. So he borrowed the youth from his youngest son to satisfy his senses. And he was a very pious king. How pious a king can be, more than Ayati, so pious that he was father of Maharaj Yadu. Krishna appeared in the Yadu dynasty. And Yayati Maharaj happens to be the father of Yadu Maharaj and three other sons. So when he was cursed by Shukracharya, he lost his youth, he became old, just on the spot. He begged Shukracharya. He said, my dharma pita, I am still not satisfied with your daughter. He was married to Shukracharya. It was Pratilom marriage. So king, being a Kshatriya, married a Brahmana girl. This is called Pratilom marriage. So when a boy marries a girl from upper level in the Varnashram system, like he was Kshatriya, he married Brahmana girl. So that's called Pratilom. And when a boy In the upper status in Varnashram system, marries a girl in the lower status, a Brahman marrying Kshatriya girl. That's called Anulom. So he begged Shukracharya, please give me youth because I'm still not satisfied with your daughter. So Shukracharya said, I can't take my curse back. I've already cursed you to become old. So you have to become old. But I can give you concession. You can ask any of your sons, if they are prepared to give you youth, then you can be young. So he asked all his sons. Maharaj Yadu, he refused. He said, I can't give you my youth because I just want to be a devotee. And if I give you my youth, how can I serve Krishna? So I can't give you youth. And even if I consider giving you my youth, what are you going to do with my youth? You're going to engage in sense gratification with that youth. So I can't give you youth. So like that, he asked all his sons. So he cursed Maharaj Yadu later on. That despite being Kshatriya, they will not be considered Kshatriyas. So although Krishna appeared in Yadu dynasty, but they are not considered complete Kshatriyas. And that's why in Srimad Bhagavatam we read there was a fight between the Kauravas and Yadavas where Lord Balaram came. So Kauravas insulted the Yadus. He said, you are not even king, complete kings. You are taking the throne, etc., because we are giving you that. Let's not go in that argument. So coming back to sacrifice, Maharaj Ambarish, a great king, a pure devotee, is performing sacrifice. And he is performing this sacrifice under the direction of great Brahma Rishis like Asit, Gautam, etc. You will find the names of Rishis here time and time again. Like in Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna is also saying, Asito Devalo Vyaso Swayam Chaiva Pravishame. So this is sacrifice Maharaj Ambarish is performing. He performed the Ashwamedh Yajna on the banks of Saraswati. But let's go back a little bit further. The background of what is happening here is that Maharaj Ambarish, his father was Nabhag and his grandfather was Nabhag. And Nabhag was son of Manu. So Manu, Nabhag, Nabhag, Ambarish, they were all kings in the Raghu dynasty. So Nabhag, he was sent to Gurukul, but after 25 years, he didn't want to come back. So he didn't come home. All his brothers came home and their father gave them their share of the kingdom. When Nabhag comes home, then he went to his brothers. He said, you have taken kingdom. What am I supposed to do? I'm also son of the king. I'm also your brother. So they said, we are giving you father as your share. So he went to his father. He said, my brothers are saying that they have taken the kingdom. Now you are my share. So father said, that father is not the property of the son. Therefore, I'm not your property. But what your brothers are saying is simply cheating. So what you do? There are some rishis performing yajnas. But every sixth day, they make a mistake in chanting mantras, Vedic mantras. Now imagine, they were making mistake in chanting Vedic mantras in which yuga? Maharaj Ambarish was in Satyuga. So even in Satyuga, they were making mistake in chanting Vedic mantras. And these were very, very qualified Brahmanas. Extremely qualified. We have seen the names. Very, very qualified Brahmanas. But every sixth day, they were making mistake. So they were doing sacrifice. every sixth day they would chant two mantras wrongly, incorrectly, and then yagya finish, and again start yagya. So they will carry on 5 days, okay, 5 days fine, 5 days were fine. On the sixth day, these two mantras were chanted incorrectly. Again, the sacrifice foiled, spoiled. So then the father of Navak said, you go there, and I'm telling you these mantras, so you just correct them. And he knew them. So you just go and correct them. And when you correct them, these brahmanas will be very happy because their sacrifice will be complete. So having completed their sacrifice, they will immediately go to the heaven, and all the opulence, all the ingredients which were used in yajna, all the gold, silver pots and different opulence which was used, they will give them to you. So Navak went. On the sixth day, he humbly corrected the rishis. He said, please, if you allow me, can I show you these mantras? They should be chanted like this. So here, a kshatriya is correcting the brahmanas. And these rishis were very happy because when they chanted the mantras correctly, their sacrifice was complete. So when the sacrifice was complete, they were prepared to go to heaven, and they blessed him, Maharaj Navak. They said, okay, we bless you, that everything in this sacrifice is yours. You take it. We don't need it. All the dakshana, all the pots, ghee, whatever was there left, you take it. So Navak was about to take it, then he saw a black man coming there. He said, stop, stop. That does not belong to you. That is mine. It belongs to me. So he said, who are you? He said, it doesn't matter who I am, but this belongs to me. Now go and ask your father. If your father also confirms that everything in this sacrifice belongs to me, then just give it to me. So he went to his father. He said, father, everything went right, but so the brahmanas blessed me to take everything from the sacrifice, but as soon as I wanted to take the opulence from the yajnas, this black personality came and he said everything belongs to him. So what am I supposed to do? So his father said, yes, what that black personality is saying is correct. And do you know who this black personality is? He said, no. He is Lord Shiva. So when he was cursed in the sacrifice of Daksha Prajapati, Daksha Prajapati cursed Lord Shiva that in the yajna, in the sacrifice, you will not receive any share. When we perform sacrifices, all the shares are given to Indra, Chandra, different demigods, and they become very happy. You know the story, when Indra did not get his sacrifice here in Vrindavan, what happened? How angry he became, because Krishna stopped his sacrificial share. So Indra became very disturbed and he wanted to kill everybody, destroy this Vrindavan. He did it. He tried to do it. So this is how upset they become, these demigods, when they don't get their sacrificial share. So Lord Shiva has been cursed not to get any sacrificial share. But when Daksha Prajapati's head was chopped off by Lord Shiva, Lord Shiva's Vahan, then later on Lord Shiva gave him the head of a goat. So Daksha Prajapati had head of a goat. And Bhrigu Rishi, he lost his beard. So then he was given the beard of a goat. Because Bhrigu Muni was upset. He said, I lost my beard. And without beard, these rishis, they look funny. So he wanted to have a beard. So he was allowed to have a beard of a goat. So that way, Lord Shiva, then he was pacified because Daksha Prajapati said, it was settled that Lord Shiva would not get any share during the sacrifice. But whatever is left after the sacrifice belongs to Lord Shiva. So this is what happened. Lord Shiva said, this belongs to me. You can't take it. So Navagva was told this story by his father. He said, now go and pray to Lord Shiva. By his mercy, he might be able to give. He may be able to give you everything and beyond everything. So he went to Lord Shiva. He said, my dear Lord, what you were saying is correct. Now my father also says that everything in this sacrifice belongs to you. So you take it. So Lord Shiva is known as Ashutosh. He becomes pleased very, very quickly. He becomes satisfied very quickly. So he becomes very satisfied. So he said, no, I don't want any of this. You take everything from here and I also bless you that you will become opulent and your generations will also be opulent. So Navag Maharaj, he got that opulence from the sacrifice and the blessing of Lord Shiva. Then his son, Navag, he was also an opulent king. But Maharaj Ambarish, being a pure devotee of the Lord, he became most opulent. So this was the background. Now what we see here, that the great Brahmanas, extremely qualified in Vedic rituals, can also make mistakes. That's why in the very beginning of the purport, Prabhupada says that in Kali Yuga, there are no qualified Brahmanas who can chant the Vedic mantras correctly. So Vedic mantras have to be chanted correctly. If they are not chanted correctly, then they can give you opposite results. Just like in the story of Vishwarup and Indra. When Indra wanted to perform sacrifice, then what happened? Vishrup was performing sacrifice. But because Vishrup belongs to both demoniac and demon family, so he was giving some of the share of the sacrifice to the demons. Indra came to know this. So he cut his three heads. He cut his heads. Vishrup's heads. Because he was chanting the mantras, and these mantras were secretly giving this some of the share to the demons. So mantras have to be chanted very correctly. Indra Shatrum Vivardhasva. So he was chanting this mantra. Indra Shatrum Vivardhasva. Now, if you stop, Indra Ashatru Vivardhasva. So Ashatru will mean the enemy of Indra. But if you say Indra Ashatru means friend, the friend of Indra. So just one single syllable can make such a difference. Indra Shatru Vivardhasva, Indra Shatrum Vivardhasva, Indra Ashatrum Vivardhasva. So one means enemy of Indra be born. Another means the friend of Indra be born. Okay. So Indra understood this, that he is stopping and then enemy of Indra is going to be born. So Britrasura was born. So these Vedic mantras have to be chanted very carefully. But Hare Krishna Mahamantra does not have any of these deficiencies. Hare Krishna Mahamantra can be chanted by anyone and everyone at any time, place and circumstances. Who gave this freedom? Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave this freedom. Because the mantra, Hare Krishna Mahamantra, appears in the Vedas the other way around. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. So some of the Vaishnava sampradayas, some people still chant this way, Hare Ram first and Hare Krishna next. So for this mantra, because this is found in the Vedas, there are certain rules and regulations. So what Mahaprabhu did, because Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so he can change the order of the mantras, because all the Vedas come from his breathing. So being the Supreme Lord, he can change the order of the Vedas. So he said, okay, you chant Hare Krishna first. So Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Then he said, there's no rules and regulations. You can chant any time. Naam Namakari, Bahudha Niji Sarva Shakti, Tatrarpita Niyamita Ismarnena Kalaha. Itadashi Tavukripa, Bhagavan Mamapi, Durudaiva Midrish Mihajanu Nanuraga. So this is on the authority of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that we chant this Hare Krishna Mahamantra with Krishna first, Hare Krishna first and Hare Ram later. And this is authority of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that Hare Krishna Mahamantra can be chanted by anyone and everyone. Anyone can chant it. Prabhupada says that even a dog can chant. And Mahaprabhu showed, he demonstrated by his personal example that Hare Krishna Mahamantra can be chanted by the animals. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was passing through the forest of Jharkhand, this dense forest was full of ferocious animals like snakes, tigers, lions. But Mahaprabhu, whoever he saw, he asked them to chant. When he saw the tiger, he said, tiger, chant Hare Krishna. So the tiger started chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, and Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Next he saw the deer. He said, hey deer, you chant Hare Krishna. So the deer started chanting and dancing, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Then he saw the snake. Snake came on the way. So he said, hey snake, you chant. So the snake started chanting. Then the peacock came. He said, peacock, you also chant. So all these birds, animals, reptiles of opposite natures, like the tiger, lion and the deer, very opposite nature. The tiger likes to eat the deer. But here, because of the influence of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and because they were following his order, the deer and tiger were chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra together and dancing. Peacock likes to eat snakes. But here, by the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, snakes and peacocks were chanting together and they forgot their natural enmity. So sacrifice. Here Maharaj Ambarish is performing sacrifice because, as Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, sacrifice, penance and charity must not be given up. Yagyo danam tapaschaiva pavanani manishanam. Now in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says what this sacrifice is for this age. He said, yagyanam japa yagyo asmi. Amongst all the sacrifices which are prescribed in the Vedas, japa yagya, chanting Krishna's name, is the opulence of Krishna. Amongst all the sacrifices, those who are fortunate to chant Krishna's name in jap means chanting Krishna's name silently for our own sake, then same sacrifice can be performed through Sankirtan Yajna. Krishna Varnam Tusha Krishnam Sangopangasta Parshadam Yajna Sankirtan Praya Yajanti Hisumedasa. So in this Kali Yuga, intelligent people perform Sankirtan Yajna. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he demonstrated, he set an example of how Sankirtan Yajna must be performed. If you read Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Mangal, and all the biographies of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you won't find any description which says that Mahaprabhu was sitting somewhere and performing yajna. Swaha, swaha. He wasn't doing this. Maybe once or twice he did it when he was getting married. Yeah? When Mahaprabhu got married, he must have performed this yajna with ghee and other ingredients, swaha. Otherwise, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Lord, was performing Sankirtan Yajna in his Neelachal Leela and his Navadvipa Leela. Both Leelas he was performing Sankirtan Yajna. So this verse, Krishna Varnam Tusha Krishnam, Sango Pangastra Parshadam, Yajna Sankirtan Prahi, Yajanti Smetsa, was spoken by one of the nine Yogendras, the sons of Maharaj Rishabhdev, King Rishabhdev, when he was giving his instructions to his sons, 100 sons. So this sloka was spoken by one of the Yogendras, which means that thousands of years back this was predicted that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would appear in Kali Yuga and perform Sankirtan Yajna. Thousands of years back. If you calculate, this is Kali Yuga, then Dwapara Yuga, then Treta Yuga, then Satya Yuga. So thousands of years back, these Yogendras were speaking to Maharaj Nimi, Janak Maharaj, and they predicted that in Kali Yuga, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will come and inaugurate this chanting, Sankirtan Yajna. So in this age, no matter where you are situated in Varnashram system, you may be Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha or Sannyasi. No matter what level of advancement you are on, you may be a newfied devotee, Kanishtha Adhikari or Madhyam Adhikari or Uttam Adhikari. Is this sacrifice for everyone? Yes or no? It is for everyone. If this sacrifice is for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, if this sacrifice is meant for Shat Goswamis, if this sacrifice is meant for great Acharyas, Vishnu Chakurti Thakur, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, then this sacrifice is meant for everyone. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given the Sankirtan Yajna for this age. And if we take the instruction from Bhagavad Gita, where Krishna says that Yajnadan Tapah Karma Natyajyam Karma Evita, that the three things must not be given up. Yajna, sacrifice, which means for us devotees, Japa Yajna and Sankirtan Yajna, both. So we do Japa, chanting for ourselves, and then Sankirtan, purifying ourselves, but also benefiting other living beings. And then Dan, charity. Amongst all the charity, the charity of knowledge is considered one of the best charity. So Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that Jnanyagya, Jnanyagya Parantapa, Nahi Jnanim Sadrisham Pavitrameh Vidyate. There is nothing which can purify one more than knowledge. So that knowledge, that is the most important charity, which means distribution of knowledge. Those who read Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, they are using their intelligence to serve Krishna. But then we can go further, distribute this knowledge. Distributing this knowledge by speaking about Krishna, Krishna Katha. Jare dekho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. Amar agya guru haiya taro ee desh. This is Mahaprabhu's order. Mahaprabhu's standing order is there for everyone. Everyone. No matter where you are situated. Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyasi, everyone. This is Mahaprabhu's order. Jare dekho tare kaho Krishna Padesh. So whether you live in India, outside India, in Middle East, Dubai, no matter where, Sankirtan Yajna, this must be performed. Krishna Katha must be done. And then tapa, austerity. In Harinam Chintamani, Haridas Thakur is saying to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, my dear Lord, one of the biggest austerity is to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. But in ISKCON, you also have four austerities. They must be performed. No meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling, and no illicit sex. Austerity. So by performing austerity, chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra in Jap and Sankirtan, and by giving charity, the charity of knowledge contained in Srila Prabhupada books. So by going out, chanting Mahamantra, Sankirtan, and distributing Prabhupada books, and distributing Krishna Katha. Whoever we meet, we speak Krishna Katha. So just by doing this, we can purify our existence and please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. And this is what Maharaj Ambarish is doing here. That despite being a pure devotee, situated on the topmost platform of devotional service, he is performing yajna for his own purification and for the purification of the entire population. Hare Krishna. So we just have 5 more minutes. So we'll leave this for questions and comments. Thanks. So, the question is, in Vrindavan, in various places, people chant different mantras in different ways. Are they getting any benefit? Or only we who chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra under the order of Mahaprabhu, Hare Krishna first, then Hare Ram later. So, we follow Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and therefore we are assured of success because we follow Rupa Goswami and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings. So at least as followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Prabhupada, we are assured that we will get full benefit as long as we chant without any offenses. Now, those who are chanting Krishna's name in different ways, will they get any benefit? Yes, they will get benefit. How much? It depends. Okay? So when people concoct mantras, our acharyas have not recommended this concoction. The other day I was in Puri, Jagannath Puri. So even in Haridas Thakur's Samadhi, Haridas Thakur is Namacharya. But in Haridas Thakur's Samadhi, some people who stay there do not chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra as Mahaprabhu taught us. They don't chant, some of them. They don't chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. They don't chant this. They chant some concocted mantra. And yet, they are in charge of that place. They live there. Puri is Jagannath. Puri is Dham. Lord Jagannath's abode. Will they get any benefit? They will get benefit. How much? Only Jagannath knows, Krishna knows. But in order to get full benefit, we will only chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra the way Mahaprabhu has taught us. Which means Hare Krishna first and Hare Ram later. So people have concocted many mantras. Now, if you look at Srimad Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam says in 6th canto, Sankirtanam Parihasyam Istubham Hilan Mevacha Vaikuntha Nam Grahanam Ashej Agharo Viduhu. So if anyone is chanting Krishna's name by Sankirtanam, by pinpointing fingers, look at this, a Hare Krishna devotee. Or Parihasyam, by making a fun of devotees. Or Istubham. Istubham means that you got nothing to do with the name, holy name, but you just like the music. So some people use Krishna's name or some bhajans. They chant bhajans and they declare themselves as bhajan samrat. You may know many bhajan samrat. But they are nice musicians, very good musicians. And they have nothing to do with Mahamantra, nothing to do with the bhajan. But just nice sound. So they chant. So that is called stobham, musical arrangement. Then helan mevacha. Helan means chanting with contempt. So no matter how one is chanting, Srimad Bhagavatam is saying that Vaikunth nam grahanam, anyone who chants the name of the Lord of Vaikuntha, Krishna, then ashesh aag haro viduhu, all his sinful reactions will be eradicated. So this is the benefit they will get according to Srimad Bhagavatam. But this does not encourage anyone to concoct a mantra. Just like so many people have concocted different forms of yoga. And whoever is teaching yoga, they put their name. Okay? So that way they become yoga teacher. So Mahamantra is not like that. Krishna's name is not like that. Just like some people say that Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This is not very poetic. So let me make it more poetic. Why don't we chant Hare Hare Shyam, Hare Shyam, Shyam Shyam, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Okay, this is more poetic. So these kind of speculative arrangements are not recommended by Acharyas. If Mahaprabhu says Hare Krishna, then we say Hare Krishna. If Rupa Goswami says Hare Krishna, we say Hare Krishna. If Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says Hare Krishna, Prabhupada says Hare Krishna, we say Hare Krishna. Okay?
This is in reference to the reversing of the Mahamantra. His Holiness Bhaktivedanta Narayana Swami Maharaj has written a book, Sri Harinam Mahamantra. In the third chapter in that book, he mentions with evidences, it was never a time when the Mahamantra was given reverse in the Vedic scriptures. It was reversed by some magazines in the past. And that's how people started thinking that the actual mantra is starting from Hare Ram. But the real mantra always started from Hare Krishna. And that has been mentioned in the Sri Harinam Mahamantra book by Narayana Maharaj. We can all check
that. Okay. Okay. So Kalisantral Upanishad mentions this Mahamantra. And if you are saying it was never mentioned in the Vedas as Hare Ram first, that is a good news. Which means we are well situated in ISKCON. As long as we follow the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu given through Rupa Goswami and Srila Prabhupada, so we are well situated. Okay. Anything else? Because it's 9:05. Vrindavan Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Samaveda Bhaktivrinda ki jai, Gaur Premanande Hari.